The Big Purge. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Progressive Insurance. Every so often, state elections officials will purge their voter registration databases. It's like a database body cleanse to remove the people who've moved away or passed away. But Ohio takes it a step further. Ohio has a use-it-or-lose-it system based on the idea that, like a gallon of milk, citizenship has a use-by date. If you don't vote for 2 years, they send you a postcard. If you don't respond and don't vote for 4 more years, they purge you. Poof! Your state no longer cares what you think. In fact, the state was about to purge 235,000 names when, according to the New York Times, Jen Miller saw her name on that list. Jen Miller just happens to be the director of the Ohio League of Women Voters and had voted 3 times in the past year because she runs the League of Women Voters, for crying out loud. It turns out about 40,000 people were on that list by mistake, which, being that it's Ohio, could easily change a national election. So I'll say it again. No taxation without representation is fundamental to our system. Any state that improperly denies a citizen the right to vote should be forced to refund to that citizen every penny of state and federal tax, be it sales tax, property tax, income tax, car tabs, excise, utility, lodging, car rental, gas tax, and library fines. Then we'll see how many they purge. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.